Other than that, we go to ESPN's College Game Day, and usually, since Lee Corso, as you know, he was a Navy football coach.
That's right.
So he's the big one that always chooses which team to win, and so he usually chooses Navy, so we got to give him one of our Build a Goat heads to make sure he chooses the right team.
This is Preble Hall. Welcome to Preble Hall, a podcast about naval history from the United States Naval Academy Museum in Annapolis.
This is Stephen Phillips. I have the deck and the con for today's podcast. Today, my guest is Mark McAllister. For Army Week of 2020, the COVID Army-Navy game, I interviewed Brett Odom to discuss the class of 1992's Great Mule Caper, the story of how a select group of my classmates planned and executed the capture of all four Army mules during Army Week of 1991, a feat that is undoubtedly unparalleled in Naval Academy history. For this Army Week, I thought I'd address the rivalry again with another fun topic, so Mark and I will be discussing life as Bill the Goat, the Navy's mascot. Not the actual living four-legged goat, but the two-legged costume Bill that struts his stuff with the Navy cheerleaders. However, before I introduce Mark, I want to discuss how Bill the Goat became Navy's mascot to provide important context. The first Army-Navy game was hosted by West Point in 1890. On the way to the game, the midshipmen discussed the fact that Yale had a bulldog as their mascot and decided that Navy needed to be similarly represented. They found a non-commissioned officer, presumably a soldier, living in Highland Falls, New York, who had a goat that could fit the bill. That's probably a pun. This goat was used to represent Navy, and the team defeated the cadets with a score of 24-0. In 1893, another goat named El Cid was borrowed from USS New York, and Navy won again, beating Army with a score of 6-4. Now, in those days, the football games were not played each year, but in 1900, the first goat named Bill was also borrowed from USS New York, and Navy won again with a score of 11-7. The Bill the Goat's names and numbering became a little unclear in the early 1900s. There is a Bill the Fourth who represents the Academy from 1906 to 1912. He's renamed, or at least garners the nickname 3-0 Jack Dalton, in reference to the Navy's kicker who led to a 3-0 victory over Army in 1910 and 1911. This goat died mid-season in 1912. He was preserved and has been displayed on the yard. I remembered seeing him in Halsey Fieldhouse when I was a midshipman, and apparently he's been in McDonough at various times in Academy history. Another Bill the Fourth completed the 1912 season. He was followed by Bill the Fifth, a brown goat that was also known as Satan for the 1914 season. Satan does not return in 1915. There was a new Bill the Fifth that year, and from then on, the numbering appears to be consistent. I should note that in 1988, there were some challenges. This would have been my plebe year. I did not know this fact until consulting research notes compiled by retired Naval Academy historian Jim Cheevers that education specialist Sandra Duplantis located and shared with me. But there were four goats that season. Apparently, Bill the 23rd, the 24th, and the 25th all had bad dispositions. Those goats were old and gnarly, and they had never been to school. All three were given to a local farmer to be replaced by the fourth, Bill the 26th, who finished the 1988 season and served until 1995. Traditionally, the handlers keep Bill the Goat facing Navy's offensive goal. At different times in Navy football history, the handlers have been football players that were injured. Other times, handlers were youngsters elected to the position. Still other times, and I believe this is the case now, they're the responsibility of one of the companies. I think it's 8th Company currently manages the goats. And with that, allow me to introduce Mark McAllister. Mark is a member of the Naval Academy Class of 2019. He was a member of Bill the Goat Spirit Squad each of the 4 years he spent where the Severn meets the Tide, and was captain of the team for his second and first class years. Mark joins me today by telephone. Mark, welcome to Preble Hall.
Thank you for having me. having me, Stephen. I'm happy to be here and excited to shed a little light on the enigma that is Bill the Goat.
Mark, first I'd like the audience to get to know a little more about you. Tell me why you chose to come to the Naval Academy, what company you were in, what you studied, and what are you doing now?
Sure, Steve. I've always wanted to serve in the military and was on the fence about whether I would enlist or get my degree in commission. So I landed on applying to the Naval Academy after I had a great conversation with my freshman biology teacher. Her son is a 2005 or 2006 grad, and she, after I talked with her, she gave me a lot of information about the Academy, and I talked with my mother and father about it, and my mother and I went on a trip to the Naval Academy, and all it took was that one trip, and I told my mother, that's where I'm going. And luckily enough, I got accepted to the Naval Academy and was a part of the great company that is Ninth Company, the Pirates of the Brigade, and had a great time spending all 4 years as part of that company. I chose to be an aerospace engineer. I've always loved flying and wanted to learn more about it, and it was a lot of tough nights with that major. Currently, I am a first lieutenant in the United States Marine Corps, and I am training to become a C-130 pilot. I should hopefully get my wings of gold within the next 7 to 8 months.
So, Mark, what made you try out for the role of Bill the Goat, and what qualifications does the team look for in its bills?
Oh, those are great questions. I've always loved going crazy and just having a fun time at especially football and basketball games. Growing up in Indiana, basketball is huge, and football is not far behind. So just love the atmosphere and going crazy at football games. And Navy is right up there with any college, I would say, with having a great atmosphere for football. But as a regular midshipman, you can only get to see so much of it. So I wanted to see more of it. And when I saw an email sent out to try out for Bill the Goat, I took a chance. And the qualifications, there's really not too many qualifications other than being physically fit. And we really only cater to plebes or youngsters, freshmen or sophomores at the Naval Academy, so we can train them up. There's a lot of persona and everything we need to learn. Other than that, it's just the love for sports in general, and especially Navy athletics, and just there to have a good time and be a good person.
So tell me about the process of trying out for the role of Bill.
Being a Bill the Goat alumnus, I'm sworn to secrecy. But what I can tell you is the tryout process has a couple of parts. The first is called the Bill Gauntlet, which puts the aspiring Bill the Goat into certain situations that all mascots could encounter, whether it be an intoxicated fan, a scared child, or what have you. Maybe there's a baby or something that wants to get a picture taken with. And then the second part is a skit of the person's choosing to be performed in front of the entire cheer team and coaching staff. The skits mostly deal with music and dancing and just how flamboyant the person can be as Bill the Goat.
So then what training or onboarding did you have for the role?
Coming into the role, I had no training until I was actually a part of the team. Then I learned about the whole persona that is Bill the Goat and the different parts of being a mascot. This includes things, like I mentioned earlier, how to deal with those scared children, getting crowds pumped up. The difference, especially the big one, is the difference in hand-eye coordination when being in the suit. That mask really changes your whole depth perception.
I can imagine. So can you describe the costume that one puts on to become Bill?
Yeah, sure. It's a foam and fabric kind of onesie that zips up in the back. It comes with gloves that are actually cartoon-style gloves. They only have four fingers instead of the usual five. And then and they also have a head that straps on as well. On top of that, we can wear any kind of uniform, from a football jersey to a basketball uniform. We even have some Marine Corps camo uniforms and even service dress blues for formal occasions.
How many people are on the team, and how many attend each football game?
People on the team vary from year to year. It depends on how many people try out. But while I was on the team, I think the smallest team we had was 4 or 5, and the largest we had was 7 people on the team, I believe. And for home games, everybody goes, and we try to split it up as fairly as possible. But for away games, we only have two people that travel.
Okay, so walk us through the routine for Bill the Goat during a regular season game.
Sure. So we travel with the cheer team to the stadium and get ready for the tailgates about 2 hours before the game. So we'll walk around for photo ops, pump up the crowds at their different tailgates and everything like that. As you know, you've probably been to many football games. We have the many parent tailgates that we go to. And then once the football team arrives, we'll actually walk them into the stadium, and then we will get ready for march on. We'll set up the props and everything, like the foam fingers for the midshipmen, and then get ready for march on in the first quarter. Once that's happening, we will switch out and actually have a different person get in the suit for the first quarter, so no one is in the suit for too long, especially when it's hot out. We usually try to switch out every quarter, and we usually reserve the quarter for the more senior people on the team. So it's usually the first, season, second class get to do the fourth quarter, because everyone knows the fourth quarter is the craziest quarter.
Yeah, indeed. So what other sporting events does Bill attend?
Besides our big pull is football, of course, but we've attended basketball games, soccer games, wrestling matches, baseball games that have both been Naval Academy and professional. We've had also hockey games. When the professional hockey game was at the at Navy Marine Corps Stadium, we were there cheering, getting the crowd pumped up.
I dig it. That must have been fun. Are there other events where Bill the Goat is present?
We've done multiple events. We've had mascot days where we get asked by the Washington Nationals and the D.C. United soccer team to come to their matches and games, and they'll have something in between innings or at halftime of the soccer match for the mascots to be out there, and just many events like that, or it could be something as small as a photo op.
Before this podcast, you were telling me that you attended a wedding as Bill the Goat. Please tell that story.
Yes, that's actually a funny story. So I believe it was my second class year at Navy. There were two alumni that were getting married. The wife, I believe, was a Navy cheerleader, so she knew our coaches at the time, and she got a hold of them and asked if Bill the Goat could be at the wedding. So they had their ceremony at the chapel, and when they walked out, lo and behold, Bill the Goat was standing there with all the bells and whistles on for his picture day with the couple. And it was a lot of fun.
I love it. I bet that was, the sword arch of justice too. Were you in any of those photos, like with the sword arch, or was it just photos with the couple?
Sadly, no, it was just photos with the couple and the wedding party. The chapel people are a little strict about who goes into the weddings.
Yeah, I get that. So where does the Bill the Goat team hang their proverbial head? Is there a locker room, and do you guys have practices or anything like that to train for and to keep your skills up before the games?
Yes, we have a room that serves the Navy Spirit team, so along with the cheerleaders and the dance team as well as a whole. It's a room hidden in Bancroft Hall that only we have the code to, and so that's where we put all of our Bill the Goat uniforms especially. We also have all the winter uniforms for the cheerleaders and the dancers, pom-poms, and then all the extra jerseys, and it's also where we put all the trophies for all of our teams. And the other question, do we have practices? Yes, we practice every day with the cheer team, whether it just be working out on our own to stay physically fit, or we practice, like I said earlier, hand-eye coordination is a big thing, and we always got to stay up with the new dance moves of the young kids these days. And then lastly, sometimes our cheer team is very good, so we sometimes have to be there for safety reasons in case one of the girls falls out of one of their routines.
So then let's get into Army Week. What does Bill do leading up to the game?
Oh, Army Week is our biggest week. That is our bread and butter, as Bill the Goat. So one of the first things we do is we always have a pep rally at Navy every year, and so Bill's there pumping up the crowd at that. And then one of the most fun experiences I've had is we actually get to go to the Pentagon in D.C., and we have a, unquote, pep rally walking through the Pentagon. So we get to go meet with the Chief of Naval Operations, some of the heads of staff of the Army, meet the Commandant of the Marine Corps, and just go there and pump up the Pentagon and the high brass for the football game coming up. Other than that, we go to college, ESPN's College Game Day, and usually, since Lee Corso, as you know, he was a Navy football coach.
That's right.
He's the big one that always chooses which team to win, and so he usually chooses Navy, so we got to give him one of our Build-A-Goat heads to make sure he chooses the right team.
I think I also recall that you told me you had an interaction with President Trump. Will you share that story?
Yes. This is one of my favorite stories. Not too much happened, but it holds a special place in my heart. I had just changed into Build-A-Goat and was walking out onto the field. And as you know, the president switches size with Army and Navy based on the half. And so I walk out, and President Trump is sitting with the midshipmen in like the third or fourth row up from the field. And I see him, and I'm like, oh my gosh, that's the president. So I point at him, and he points right back at me, and he gives his famous smirk and thumbs up. And that's always one memory I'll remember.
So that's memorable, but is it the most memorable thing, or do you have something else that's more memorable other than a wedding or an interaction with President Trump during the Army-Navy game?
Yes, the most memorable thing I ever did was at a halftime show at a home Navy game where the Navy Drum and Bugle Corps played Beauty and the Beast for Bill as Beast, and then one of the Navy dancers as Beauty. And I was sitting there terrified that I was going to drop this poor girl the entire time. And it actually went off without a hitch. And she was one of my really good friends, and she was nervous too. Right after we finished it, she turned around and hugged me as we walked off the field. It was a really fun time.
I bet that is. That sounds like a great memory. So you were the team captain for 2 years. I'm sure you had some ideas about the role. Is there anything that you would change?
Being a team captain and just being on the team, I love being Bill. There's some of my best memories of the academy. The only thing I would change is I would try to have more of those interactions with the cheer and dance team, like that Beauty and the Beast routine that I did. It was my favorite memory. So I feel like the mascots and the cheerleaders work close in all teams, and we should work even closer with ours.
Do you have any advice for others who may want to be Bill, or any mascot for that matter?
The biggest one is have fun with it. Make it your own. All mascots have their own persona, but people bring different attributes to the table, and have fun with it. Other than that, I would just recommend trying out for it. If you love being a part of, especially football games, going crazy at football and basketball games, try it out. A lot of people think it's just something that's there, but it's actually a lot of fun, and a lot goes into it.
Mark, pretty soon you'll have the wings of gold of a naval aviator, but you still are going to have Bill the Goat on your CV. Do you have any aspirations for a career at a Disney park as a character or anything like that?
No, not right now, Steve. I plan to stay in the Marine Corps for the foreseeable future, but we'll see where my life takes me. Maybe I'll have to dust off my old dance moves and see if I can make it as a mascot somewhere.
Mark, thank you for joining me today on Preble Hall to discuss serving as Bill the Goat for the Navy Spirit Squad. It's been a fun discussion for Army Week. For another fun Army Navy Week, I'll again recommend listening to episode 90 of Preble Hall, the class of 1992's Great Mule Caper. I'll put a link in the show notes. Mark, there's only one way to end this Army Navy Week podcast. Go Navy!
Eat Army!
Preble Hall is in no way intended to reflect the official positions of the Department of the Navy or the Naval Academy.